This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. You know, most musicians can only dream of making a record that goes platinum and playing The Tonight Show. When the dream came true for Tom Maxwell, it quickly turned into a nightmare. He wrote the Squirrel Nut Zippers hit single Hell that took the Zippers to the top of the charts and the heights of fame, but it also put the band in a box that Tom never felt like he quite fit in. It's been almost two decades since Tom Maxwell parted ways with the Squirrel Nut Zippers. He has written a new book since that time. It chronicles the high point of their fame and the depths of hell. Tom Maxwell is here to talk about the new book, Hell, My Life in the Squirrel Nut Zippers. Tom, welcome back.
Hey, Frank. It's great to be back.
It is great to see you, and you brought Brooke Tellerico with you today, and she will accompany you not only now, but also tonight when you're at Cat's Cradle.
That's right.
That's great. Brooke, welcome. Good
Thank
to have you.
You.
Tom, take us back. The Squirrel Nut Zippers did not set out to be the band that made it to the top of the charts. Am I right?
Let me just interrupt you for a second, Frank. Is this really what we're going to just come right into the C segment with Dream and a Nightmare and
Nightmare.
20 years, that stuff, really, seriously? Because, like, there's no scotch on the table.
Your
and
dream.
This, if this is going to be the dream to nightmare segment, then I'm going to need a drink.
Surreal nightmare. We have to do that. We have to create what we call relief. We have to create a tension.
Because nightmares are dreams.
Well, I know, but they're a form of dream that is an unhappy kind of a dream.
Okay, look, I'm game.
When
I'll
we
play
say
along.
Dream, we think of the thing we want, an aspiration.
Yeah.
And when we say nightmare, we think of the thing that came to ruin, which, you know, is fair to say.
So when you joined the Squirrel Nut Zippers, Frank, in 1994, did you have any sort of aspirations to play hopscotch?
No, we were just punk kids. We were kids from Chapel Hill. We were busboys.
We were
punk bands. We were not aspiring at all. And then all of a sudden, we picked up a horn. We got a brass section. And there we were at the inauguration. And I write Hell. And we're at the top of the charts. And we're looking at each other saying, what does that even mean to have a hit? What does it mean to have a hit?
That's right.
The first thing I did. I can do that, Tom. I'm ready for this.
I'm just going to play some songs. The first thing I did upon getting into the Zippers was go buy a tuxedo. I went and bought a used set of Tails from Pam at Beggars and Choosers in Pittsburgh, who always claims that there's something that would fit me, even though some of it would be sort of preposterous. Love her. And I got the whole thing, Frank. I got the tie and the Tails and the cummerbund. And because I couldn't think of anything more contrarian in Chapel Hill in 1994 than to come out, you know, with studs in my starched shirt, you know, because the ripped jeans had been so ripped and the shoegazing had been so gazed upon and it was, it was all just a little dull.
Yeah.
You know, did we think about singles? Oh, my Lord, please. Singles. Even though at that time, I think there was such a thing as a single. The idea that we would somehow land on the radio. College radio was one thing.
Yeah.
And college radio would play all kinds of cool stuff. I mean, you know, the Pixies and REM and like bands that I thought were sort of the big time. But that was, that's college radio.
Yeah.
You know, but like, no, KROQ, heavy rotation stuff. Now that was like Silverchair and Hanson or whatever.
Public radio, we'll put any crap on.
God,
you know that because here you are.
Yeah. But, our first big break was Morning Edition.
Really?
Yes, and during the sound check, we made fun. We did our impressions of NPR correspondents, Sylvia Poggioli, and we can hear him laughing in the background.
Do you do a Frank Stachow, the newscaster?
I do. It just involves a lot of crying, just a lot of weeping.
Look, play a song for us, will you? How about something from the new album?
Oh wow, got a tie-in. Yes, I would like to do. I'm gonna hold the secret weapon of Brooke Tellerico back for a second. I'm gonna play a song called Moonglow, and here we go. Does that sound good to you people? Okay. Leave the dishes in the sink to worry. Got to hurry and go. It's time to walk the kids to school. How I wish that I could come along and pass the heartbeat on the
fools and sidewalk, but that's just big talk, you know. So low is the way I walk around my city. It's such a pity to know I'm only wearing out my shoe. But it's exercise, 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 exercise keeps me close to moon glow. A dancer while the train car's running with those who come in and go, even though they'll never have a clue. And the colors that she sees alone streaming in through the surrounding windows, silver and rose. Silver and rose. Rotten day, rotten bay, rotten day, rotten day, but balye, balye, rotten day, rotten day, betten rotten day, rotten day.
Tom Maxwell live on the State of Things with a tune from his latest album, and the band is called The Minor Drag.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the latest album, this new album of yours.
I came down with a very, very, very good band, and I came down to New Orleans, and we cut it largely live in with Mike Napolitano, who produced several of the Zippers records. And so he's my brother from another mother. And a genius. And he also is married to Ani DeFranco, and then so there's a couple of co-writes with her on the record, and she sings a couple songs on the record. And we just sort of did it Zipper style in the sense that we set up and performed live.
Ani DeFranco, a Buffalo gal. You know I'm from
Buffalo. A Buffalo gal, yeah.
Yeah. Let's play a song from that album with
Please.
You and Ani on it. And that gives us a sense of the full production of this album, too. It's a wonderful thing. Let's listen.
Thank you. shout. Someone else must leave the room. Funky knuckle do what you wanna do. Antenna for the radio.
The Funky Knuckle from Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag, his latest record, and he's going to be at the Cat's Cradle tonight. Ani DiFranco in that. What's it like to work with her?
Awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just go to her. I would go to her and say, yeah, hi, you want to do a verse? You want to write a verse? She's like, okay.
Because you co-wrote this, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I had the music and I had the first verse, and I thought, gee, it would be fun for her to have a voice in it, you know?
Yeah.
And to sort of, I said, I don't care about, you know, don't worry about the rhyme scheme or anything. You just do your thing. And then she did it. And then, you know, she cuts a vocal. It's like, okay, yeah. We're good now.
Well, Brooke Tellerico is with you here. She is in the band, and we're going to hear from you in just a second because I'm going to say goodbye and I'm going to say thank you. And it's great to see you. Always great to see you.
Always great to see you. Thank you for having me.
Tom Maxwell is going to be reading from his book, Hell, My Life with the Squirrel Nut Zippers, at School Kids Records in Raleigh. At 5 o'clock, what day is that?
Today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Today is a 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but later on, you can catch him at the Cat's Cradle. Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag. Cat's Cradle tonight at 8. Thank you for being here. Brooke Tellerico, thank you. We're going to hear from you in just a second. But first, I have to tell folks that anything they heard on this show, they can find evidence of it at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, the news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Tom Maxwell and the Minor Drag.
Trapped at birth, determine what it's worth. We work the most to gain the things we can, the least attain. And it's a sad, sad song. We all must sing along. Fondest wish comes true. We only wish for something new. Thank you for everything beautiful. For everything, thank you. I love you so, I love you so, so I love you so. Day to say you're born that